Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 12, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 28, 2003.
Nazarene, I saw an article at MSN which mentioned a stone that was found with a carving on it that details renovations that were to be made to King Solomon's temple. If this is authentic, it will be the oldest Bible-related artifact in the world. Do you believe it's the real thing? And what are your comments on this?
This certainly is an interesting question, Laura. I'm quite sure that the tablet is real. I don't know why it wouldn't be real. I don't know why anybody would fake something like that. But for it to be found now and prove that, you know, King Solomon's temple did exist, I really get irate with these people that try to claim that, you know, the Bible's history is false and none of this stuff happened, and they actually try to destroy historic sites that prove the Bible out and that these places and these people existed. And, you know, they try to change history because they want the land that belongs to my people. And, of course, we will never, ever allow that. We will never allow these thieves to take what belongs to my people, no matter how much people want to give it to them. But when the Bible is proven, as it has been proven over and over and over again by archaeology, people come back and say, well, there must be something to this. This isn't a bunch of fairy tales. These people actually existed. These people actually were real. To say that we weren't real, to say that we weren't there, because another city has been built over our cities, and they've been leveled down, and people don't know where they are anymore, therefore they don't exist. We really appreciate it when archaeologists find things like this and prove that we did exist, that we were real.
I don't understand why people don't think they're real either, Nazarene. I think it's great to have proof.
One should not always have to have proof, Alora, to have faith. Actually, the best faith comes without proof, but proof is always good.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it.
We're back! God, your blessed Son, said in his teachings that the meek would inherit the earth. Seeing all that is happening today, we wonder how this can come to be, though we never doubt him in anything.
Alora, when my blessed Son made this statement, he knew about something that other people didn't know about. He knew about your people. He knew there were a people coming in the future that would not tolerate the abuse of the innocent, that when people wanted to live in peace and not bother others and not have arms and live in harmony with nature, they would be protected. There would be a force so powerful on earth that no evil group of men would dare try to attack them and take advantage of their innocence, because they would know that they would be utterly and completely destroyed, that their entire race would be wiped out if they started bothering innocent people. My blessed Son knew that this powerful race was coming, that these powerful people existed, that would tolerate no evil, that would let the meek live in peace and not be bothered by anyone, that with their great might would protect them. And that is why he said the meek would inherit the earth, because he knew the strong and powerful were coming that would protect the meek.
I should have remembered, God. You guys have the inside scoop on everything.
It's a very sad thing, Alora, that other people have forgotten that tiny fact, that they have forgotten that little fact.
We'll be back again.